Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 15:26, Johannesburg 13:24 en Polokwane 14:27.
In the traffic, off to a really, really good start today. It's queuing up Grayston Drive trying to get onto the Mike 1 highway at the moment, and there has been a crash on the N14 just after the R114, slowing things down if you're heading in the direction of Krugersdorp.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Ngidi ruled out of Sri Lanka and Pakistan incoming tours, and the box signaled their attacking intent with Marnie Lubbock starting against England.
In Stilfontein, Noordwes, het die polisie bevestig dat nog twee beweerde onwettige mynwerkers opgekom het vanuit 'n ou mynskag in die omgewing van die dorp. Water en kos is hoofsaaklik weerhou van die geraamde 4500 onwettige mynwerkers wat nog ondergrond is om hulle na die oppervlakte dwing. Is die woordvoerder vir die polisie, Athlenda Mate, met meer besonderhede.
According to our intelligence, these illegal miners may be heavily armed. And when you look at the stats, since December, we have seized more than 369 high-caliber firearms from these illegal mining operations. We've also seized more than 10,000 rounds of ammunition, high-caliber ammunition from these operations.
So gepraat van myne, Suid-Afrika se mynbou uitset het volgens Statistieke Suid-Afrika met 4,7% jaar op jaar toegeneem in September. Platinum en yster het die grootste bydrae tot die groeikoers gelewer, maar Statistieke SA se Jean-Pierre Terblanche sê steenkool en goud het agteruit gegaan. Hy het tydens 'n media konferensie gepraat.
The data for September conclude the results for the third quarter. Seasonally adjusted mining production increased by 1% in the third quarter of 2024 compared with the second quarter of 2024.
En dan na Gauteng waar twee polisiebeamptes hospitaal toe gejaag is nadat hulle gewond is in 'n skietgeveg by 'n polisiestasie.
It's an officer who was dressed in civilian clothes. He had his firearm on his holster. Grabbed the firearm and started shooting randomly. All of them were shot on their shoulders. They are stable. And other police officers then chased behind him.
En volgens die polisiewoordvoerder Fred Kekane het die verdagte, soos jy gehoor het, op vlug geslaan. Die polisie het hom agtervolg en hy is doodgeskiet. En op Wêreld Diabetesdag herinner optometriste diegene met diabetes om hulle oë gereeld te laat toets, omdat diabetes kan lei tot verswakte visie of selfs blindheid. Corley Harris van Simi Optometriste brei uit.
Diabetiese retinopatie is wanneer die agterkant van jou oog geaffekteer word deur jou diabetes. So dit is wanneer bloedvate begin bars, wanneer daar swelling is, wanneer daar swelling in die aartjies is.
Ek is Marina Fischer, top story this hour. In Stilfontein, two more illegal miners resurfaced from underground.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.